Handling food safety while on the road this holiday. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, a cooler can assure food safety on that road trip taken during the Labor Day weekend or anytime. Rod Bain has details.
USDA food safety expert Diane Vann says no matter the vacation itinerary, handling food safely on the road is important. And in that regard, she says the main point to remember is
plan ahead. Always think about if you're taking perishable foods that you need to keep them safe.
Vann says the most important tool one can use to keep food safe is a cooler.
Cooler and ice or gel packs are the most critical things that you can remember when you're planning on taking food on the road.
And Vann says it's quite all right to have two separate coolers.
You could keep one with the perishable foods, foods that you plan on eating either like right from the cooler or that you're planning on grilling or cooking later. And the other cooler may have the drinks in it that you know you're going to get into quite often. And when the lid of the cooler is open a lot, cold air can come out. So if you have canned sodas or canned juices or bottled water in there, it won't matter if the temperature fluctuates when it opens.
Remember to pack safely. Pack perishable foods directly from the refrigerator or freezer directly into the cooler first thing.
Pack frozen foods in, and that will help keep those other foods that aren't frozen cold longer as well.
Vann says make sure raw foods such as uncooked meats are packed separately from the cooked items.
You don't want raw meat touching, say, luncheon meat that are not going to get cooked.
Details on these rules can be found at the Food Safety and Inspection Service website, www.fsis.usda.gov, or by calling the Meat and Poultry Hotline at 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.